From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Iraqi officials say a former key aide to the late Saddam Hussein has been killed in a military operation. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, Izzat Ibrahim al-Duri was known as the architect of the Islamic State in Iraq and is the last of the former dictator's top assistants to be captured or killed.
The veteran Saddam Hussein loyalist, known for his bitter and biting criticism of the U.S. and his trademark shock of red hair, was killed in fighting, according to top Iraqi officials. Ra'ed Jaburi, governor of Salah ad-Din province, told Iraqi state TV that it was almost certain that Duri was dead and that his body was being taken to Baghdad for DNA testing. Jaburi insists that the killing will have positive effects on the ongoing conflict in Iraq. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Meanwhile, a car bomb exploded Friday outside the U.S. consulate in the northern Iraqi city of Erbil in an attack claimed by Islamic State militants. The U.S.-based Site Intelligence Group, which monitors jihadist websites, tweeted Friday that Islamic State militants in Kirkuk province claimed credit for the blast. At least three people were killed in the bombing, while another five were wounded, according to Kurdish officials. The U.S. State Department condemned the attack and extended condolences to the families of the victims. Spokeswoman Marie Harf said no U.S. personnel were injured. Gunfire was also reportedly heard in addition to the blast, something that is highly unusual in Kurdistan. This is VOA News. Heavy airstrikes by a Saudi-led coalition continued Friday in Yemen while al-Qaeda made gains in the country's east. The Sunni Arab-led coalition carried out bombings in several cities, including the capital Sana'a, the country's second-largest city Taiz, and the southern port city of Aden. The coalition is targeting Shiite Houthi rebels who are believed to be backed by Iran. Also Friday, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif submitted a Yemen peace plan to the United Nations. Al-Qaeda capitalized on the chaos in the country to strengthen its stronghold in the country's east. Al-Qaeda fighters overran a key army camp in Mukalla Friday. Officials said that the group seized tanks, rocket launchers, and small arms. U.S. President Barack Obama said Friday that the United States and Europe should maintain sanctions against Russia until it implements a ceasefire agreement with Ukraine. Mr. Obama made the remarks after meeting with Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi. The remarks came even as Moscow warned that the arrival of U.S. paratroopers to train Ukrainian soldiers could destabilize the region. The U.S. and Europe have imposed a series of sanctions on Russia since its annexation of Crimea from Ukraine last year and subsequent support of separatists in eastern Ukraine. The World Bank is offering an additional $650 million in help to Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone to help them recover from the devastating Ebola epidemic. On Friday in Washington, World Bank President Jim Yong Kim said the new money brings the bank's aid to these three West African nations to more than $1.6 billion.
The Ebola crisis has dealt a crippling blow to the millions of people in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. And the epidemic is not over.
Before Ebola, the three nations had some of the highest economic growth rates in Africa. However, the crisis closed markets, crimped trade, and forced schools and workplaces to close. The parents of a young boy who was killed in the Boston Marathon bombing are asking the U.S. Justice Department to take the death penalty off the table as a possible punishment for bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. Bill and Denise Richard wrote in a front-page piece in the Boston Globe Friday that they wanted the case to be brought to a close. They said the continued pursuit of the death penalty could bring years of appeals and prolong reliving the most painful day of our lives. The couple's 8-year-old son was one of three people killed in the bombings 2 years ago. Their 7-year-old daughter lost one of her legs in the explosions. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.